33 seasonal workers who have returned home to Vanuatu are taking part in an entrepreneurship program to help them establish or develop businesses. The program is funded by Australia and New Zealand and is being run by VLAB, Vanuatu's business incubator. VLAB's president, Marc-Antoine Morel, says it's the first program of its kind.
So we've got about a third of these entrepreneurs, you know, which have little businesses in the agriculture or livestock sector. So anything from, you know, raising pigs, poultry, or vanilla, or, you know, different sorts of farming and agriculture projects. And then the rest are businesses such as sewing, such as construction, furniture, video production. So a very wide range of activities.
It's all very well for people to come to New Zealand and to be able to earn money to take back to Vanuatu, but there is social disruption, isn't there? If they're coming and staying for months and months, it does have an impact at home.
Yes, absolutely. And I think there's an increased recognition of this impact, you know, amongst the employers and the countries that are employing seasonal worker. Hence the focus, I think, that is being given now on reintegration, and particularly economic reintegration, both to ensure but also to, you know, test whether once provided with livelihood opportunities and once they have set up small businesses that enable them to, you know, make a bit of money out of them, whether these people are still eager to go back to Australia or New Zealand. And what we found out, interestingly, is that amongst the seasonal workers that we are supporting, many, many of them have been telling us that because they now have this opportunity, because now they have this hope and future that they see in Vanuatu, they are no longer interested or willing to go back to New Zealand. But usually, you know, entrepreneurship and small businesses would come after they managed to secure enough funding for school fees and building of a decent house.
During the 10-month program, the returned seasonal workers are shown how to run and manage a business. Each is provided with a personal coach, and they're given access to financial resources and networking opportunities.
You know, they are part of a group and they can rely on each other. They can share their experience, their challenges. And so this is something that we found was very, very inspiring also.
The name of the program is You, Me, Grow 'em, Vanuatu.
This is the name that they've chosen themselves, and which means let's build together Vanuatu. I think one important point to mention is that this is this is the first time in the Pacific region that there is such a program that is looking at the economic reintegration of seasonal workers. And obviously, given the success and the, you know, the stories that are coming out of this program, it is our hope that this will be extended to other countries of the region.
Merrily Ben has spent 3 seasons working in New Zealand. Twice she worked in the kiwifruit industry in Te Puke. The third time she headed to a vineyard in Blenheim.
So I decided to come for work for my daughter to be in school in 2008, because that's when for her first year at school. What happened is in 2012 was been too hard for me as a mother.
How many months were you in New Zealand each time?
The 2008 was only in 3 months, and then 2009 only in 4 months, and then the 2012 maybe it's 5 months.
So tell me about the business that you're trying to set up.
Okay, when I first came in 2008 and when I came back, one of my friends asked me to go and look after a small shop. And then I found out it's an opportunity to create my own. So since when I came back in 2008, I started that small business of mine until now.
Merrily sells handcrafts, baskets, jewellery and dresses. She says she used some of the money she earned in New Zealand to set up her business.
It really helped me and my family, and then it's a huge help for me, and it's a real good business.
What are you hoping that you'll get out of taking part in this new scheme through VLab?
So now I want to make more profit out of this one. Like I didn't realize that what I'm doing, it's a business. Because I only do it for money. But with the training that VLab gave me, it opened up my mind and I can see the real picture of what I'm doing. My customers now are my the local expatriate living in town here and my local Nivan customers.
What are your goals? What would you like to be doing in 2 or 5 years' time?
Okay, 2 or 5 years' time, I really want it and I look forward to have a real shop. You know, I want full room or something like that, because now I set up in an open market. I want to have my own shop space. That's my idea for a long time.
Roy Tinning first worked in New Zealand 13 years ago in an apple orchard before he was transferred to Blenheim to work as a supervisor in a vineyard. Then he worked in recruitment.
When doing the recruiting, I came over to Vanuatu doing the recruitment and then take them to New Zealand, work with them, supervise them, and come back for another season during harvest season and pruning season.
Wow, so how many times in all do you think you've been to New Zealand?
Well, I work for the contractor for 9 years, from 2008 to 2016. I'm doing New Zealand Vanuatu 2 times a year during those years.
So that's probably 18 to 20 times you've been to New Zealand.
Yes, that's right.
Now, what are you doing at home? What's your business?
When I finished from the RSC, I invested my money in buying land, and I developed the land by doing agricultural work like cattle and coconut plantation. And then after that, my son was interested in the construction work, so I had to help him in setting up a capital for his business. So I now delegate the responsibility to them. They are now doing construction work and farming in the other part of the country, like up north. That's in Santo. From there, I moved to Port Vila. And from 2018 to now, I'm involved in planting vanilla.
What have you learned from the entrepreneurship program?
I learned about writing a business plan. I learned about the strength of the business. And I learned about how to manage risk. Yeah.
What is your long-term goal? What would you like to see happen with your business?
My long-term goal is like dealing with vanilla. My aim is to flavor Vanuatu with vanilla flavor and to export vanilla. By creating a group product of vanilla so that we can export, and now I'm working on that for 2026 to 2027.
How much land do you have in vanilla?
I have about 1 hectare of vanilla, and I planted more than 500 plants of vanilla, and now I'm extending this project to the interested farmers so that they can plant vanilla and I can buy vanilla from them and processing for export.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciated the program and I appreciated the Australian and New Zealand government very much for their support.
Roy Tinning ending that report. You also heard from Merrily Ben and Marc-Antoine Morel.